up to the roosters. Eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's another episode of Great Mornings Podcast, and I'm your host, James Earl Cray. I need y'all to do me a couple huge favors. I have not been saying this enough, but I need you to make sure, number one, you follow me on all social media channels. If you're somebody new that's listening to this episode because somebody sent you this episode, or you randomly stumbled across this episode in your search for podcasts to listen to today, go follow me on Instagram, J_EARL_CRAY. That's Instagram and Twitter. And then find me on Facebook, James Earl Cray. I'm that easy to find. So do that for me, number one. Secondly, I haven't been mentioning this enough to everybody. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please find that subscribe button and press it. Whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on, subscribe to the podcast. That will be big for me and help run these numbers up. I got to increase my listens. I got to get y'all to help me do that. So that means not only should you subscribe, but make sure you rate the broadcast. This is not a broadcast. Make sure you rate the podcast. Make sure you hit that 5-star rating. Treat this podcast like it's Ruth Chris, 5-star restaurant, or like it's the Four Seasons. Never really understood the Four Seasons getting 5 stars, but that's a whole nother story. Maybe they should have called it the 5 Seasons. I get what they were trying to do, a play on winter, spring, fall, and summer. I just mentioned those all out of whack. How do they go? Winter is first in January, spring, summer, fall. Goes like that. I get it, the 4 seasons, but it's always interesting to me when I hear 4 seasons got 5 stars. But the point being, you can give us 5 stars, Great Mornings Podcast. We don't have no numbers before our name, so just give us 5 stars. And then the last and final thing I need you to do for me, tell somebody about this podcast. We have other episodes. This is episode 30, I believe. So we have 29 other episodes that you can tell somebody about. So do me that huge favor. Share this on your social media, Facebook. That's where the largest support I have is, on Facebook. So share it on Facebook. Put it on your Instagram story. Tweet about it. Take one thing that I say today and put it on your Twitter. Put it on your Instagram story. Put it as your Facebook status. Will y'all do that for me? I can't hear y'all holler back at me. So I'm guessing and suspecting that whether you're in your car, sitting on the edge of your bed, putting on your socks, making your coffee in the kitchen, sitting at your desk at work, driving to work, trying to get your kids ready, that you're laughing with me, but shouting, "Cray, I got you." So do that for me. And again, welcome to today's episode of Great Mornings Podcast. I'm going to keep it real with you, family. I have been wrestling, right? That's the term. I paused because I was looking for a term. I've been wrestling with, where is this podcast going? Do I have something specific that I want to discuss every week? Then I'm looking at other podcasts and I'm looking at all the athletes that's now got visual and audio podcasts. And I'm like, they're killing it. They get the interview different athletes, movie stars. They have all the stuff and the ingredients that they need to produce a super dope, innovative, creative, out of the box, great podcast. And then you have the James Earl Craze of the world. Those of us that are trying to get certain recognition, not necessarily trying to be a star, but trying to get certain recognition that we can get certain influence and that our influence will drive us to another level. Because the only reason I really do the stuff I do is because I want God to elevate me to a level that I can then pull other people up. And one of the things that I want you to note for today is that the assignment assigned to your life is not primarily about you. It's primarily about the next person you can bring along. Yes, you get benefits because the assignment is assigned to you. So when you accomplish, when you succeed, when you excel, when you manage the assignment, yes, there's benefits for you as a person, but the primary benefit of your assignment is that you get to a place where you can pull other people up. At this stage in my life, now I can't say it's always been this way. Now, for those that know me, you know, my desire was to be in the National Football League all my life. From the age of 5, I literally remember I have a letter that I wrote in kindergarten where you like fill in, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, a football player, you know, and then it's got these other questions. I got it framed right now. Me and my mom found it about 3 years ago, this letter, and we framed it. And I've always wanted to be a football player in the NFL, a professional football player. I even told myself when I was in middle school, if you become a Division I football player, you're going to the NFL. And sure enough, I earned a Division I football scholarship, full athletic scholarship, Division I level, Troy University. Shout out to the Trojans. Then I played my senior year at Alabama State University. Shout out to the Hornets. So I got much love for the Trojans in Troy, Alabama, and the Hornets of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. Both Division I programs. One is just what we reference as a PWI, predominantly white institution, and the other was a HBCU, a historically black college or university. So that's the main difference. I played a couple different teams, but the point that I was making is in middle school, I told myself if Cray, James Earl, J.E. Earl, whatever name I used at the time, I said, man, if you become a Division I football player, you're going to the NFL. And sure enough, I became a Division I football player. I started at the Division I level for 3 out of the 4 seasons that I was in college. But the NFL, I knocked at the door, but she never answered. Stood me up, broke up with me, left me hanging to then come back and revamp my life. And the interesting thing is, my mom, I'll never forget, and my Aunt Catherine used to tell me, always have something to fall back on. And you hear that, but when you're convinced you're going to the NFL or the NBA or the MLB or the MLS, whatever league it is, when you're convinced that your WNBA can't leave them out, when you think about the being convinced that you're going to this next level, you remember the people that told you to have something to fall back on. But you don't always go that route. That's why I applaud all these athletes now that have extracurricular assignments on the side that's generating them revenue, that's having a plan to fall back on. But all that to say, I wanted to go to the NFL. And at a time in my life, I wanted to go to the NFL to benefit me. I wanted to buy my mom a house and a car. Wanted to buy my stepdad at the time a house and a car. Well, he would share the house with my mom at the time. So I was hoping to do those things. And then I wanted to call all my homeboys up. Derek Williams, Jeremy Smith, Randall Johnson, Billy Newham. Call up my tightest homeboys and tell them, meet me at the airport. Don't bring no clothes. Don't bring nothing. Just wear what you got on and y'all fly to the city that I'm playing in the NFL, I'm going to spot all my boys. Then I just wanted to be a great football player, have a bunch of parties with a bunch of white girls, and just be wild, wake up in the morning, go train, do all that. Obviously, the draft of 2007, I didn't get drafted. Agent calls me and says, somebody's going to pick you up free agent. Just be patient. I never got picked up free agent. So come around to 2008, I went to San Jose, California. Well, I guess since I'm living in California now, I would say I came to San Jose, California, worked out for the San Jose Sabercats. It looked as if it was promising. I didn't make it. I fired my agent. I hired another agent, Mr. Ken Foster, who served as an agent but became a really good friend. And I tried out for a couple other arena teams. It did not work out. And then I had to redirect my life. And then God opened me up to Bible study, to ministry, to teaching, to preaching. And now at this stage in my life, I love ministry. I do ministry. But I believe there's another assignment to my life. And I think that it's in the film industry, but I'm struggling with how to break into that industry. So I'm saying all that to say, we're talking about assignments today. And the primary purpose of your assignment is that it pulls other people up. There's somebody right now that will be connected to you, not because of any romantic reasoning, not because of any sexual reasoning, not because you're so super dope, although you are, but their primary reasoning in being connected to you is because they're connected to your assignment. And I just believe that so many of you, just like me, have so many people waiting in the wings for you to excel at the assignment that they will be pulled up because you excelled at the assignment. So some of us are going to have to listen to this, find joy in people benefiting off of the accomplishment of your assignment. I know that's a struggle. But could it be that some of us right now, as aggravating as it feels, as stressful as it can be, listen to this term, as draining as it is for people to seemingly be using you, that could be preparation for what you are called to do with your assignment. Your assignment, the primary reasoning that you will, should, and need to excel at your assignment is because there are people connected to you, will be connected to you because of your assignment. So I'm not telling you to let people just use you, but don't count it strange when people come to you for things, for stuff, for information, for advice. It could be preparation for the mantle of your assignment. So note this, the first and primary purpose of the assignment on your life is to benefit other people. I never could have made it to the NFL because the NFL, although I wanted to bring my friends along, the NFL was primarily about me and not necessarily about anyone else. And I know what you're asking. Well, wait, Craig. Wait a minute. I just heard you say you wanted to buy your mama a house and a car. You wanted to get your stepdad a house and a car, with the hopes that your mom and stepdad would be living in the same house and then have separate cars. You wanted to bring up, you mentioned five of your homeboys, and you wanted to bring all of them to the airport with no new clothes, just what they're wearing, fly them to the city that you were in, and show them a great life. You're right. That's exactly what I said. So you're probably thinking now, wait a minute, that would mean that maybe God should have gave you the NFL because your assignment would have been the NFL and you would have been bringing people up to where you are. Here is the difference, and don't miss this point. Our assignments are not to enable people. They are to benefit people. That's the difference. I'm not telling you that God wants you to excel at your assignment so you can enable people. No, I'm telling you your assignment, excelling at your assignment, is to bring people up or to benefit them. You got to explain that to me, Craig. You're everywhere, man. That's not making sense to me. Well, James Earl, you need to explain that to me. Y'all forgive me. I like having dialogue with myself and being other characters. So I'm just pretending there's two other characters in here. There's a guy. Hey, man, you got to explain that to me, Craig. There's a young lady. Hey, you need to explain that to me because I don't understand that. Okay, let me explain it to both of you. Here is an example of enabling people. You excel and accomplish the assignment on your life that will bring you financial benefit. Now you enable people by, instead of helping them, you, don't miss this, help them. Break that down to me, because you just said help and help at the same time. Yeah, dog, you just said help and help at the same time. I get it. So you can help people that, watch this, are helping themselves. That's one form of help. Let's call that the advanced help. And then there is the stagnation help. So the advancement help is that I'm helping people who's helping themselves. That's what your assignment is to do. The stagnation help is I'm just giving people who are not giving to themselves. It's not about what they're giving back to you. It's what they're giving to themselves. When you have the help, where you're helping somebody get to the next level, they are giving to themselves too. The advancement help is people that are giving to themselves. They just don't have all the resources they need to start the business. So you see their blueprint, you see their business plan, you see them striving, they're working out of their home, they're trying to get their business started. So the advancement help is I'm going to pour into them from what I receive from accomplishing, excelling at my assignment to help them come up. The stagnation help is that they want to start a business, but they don't have no blueprint. They have no business plan. They not working. All they doing is talking and expecting you to keep giving into them. That's not the type of help that your assignment is for. Your assignment is for advancement help, not stagnation help. So the first thought is that your assignment is primarily to benefit those that are advancing. That's the advancement help, not to enable those that are stagnant. That's the difference as to why I believe the NFL was not for me. It wasn't because I wasn't athletic enough. It wasn't because I wasn't skilled enough. It wasn't even because I didn't get the recognition I needed. Teams like me. The Carolina Panthers scout was really liking me. The New England Patriots scout was really liking me. I sat and had a long conversation with the Cincinnati Bengals in the office of Coach Charlie Cole at Alabama State. They liked me. They asked me questions about my mom, my girlfriend, all these different things. So it was there. But I believe God closed that door because God knew what it would, number one, do to my life, destroy, destruction. But God also knew, because of how my heart is set up, I would have enabled stagnant people instead of giving to those that are advancing. So here's the second part of this thing about assignment. So I just gave you the first purpose of your assignment is to primarily benefit advancing people. Second thing about assignment is, unfortunately, we don't have a say-so in what, when, and where the assignment is. I can already hear some of you thinking, wait a minute, I chose the career I'm in. Maybe you did. You thought you selected that. But here is how God maneuvers things. God already creates us for specific assignments. And some of us, better than others, walk clearly into the assignment because it's matched to your desire. Greatest example I can give you right here. One of my absolutely best friends in the world is a young lady named Brittany Smith. That's my road dog. That's my best friend. We've been best friends, oh my God, since 2000. And I met her in 2005. We've been best friends almost 20 years. So one of the things I've admired about her since the beginning was, I remember when I first met her and she told me she wanted to be a nurse. She was in school for nursing. I've never met anybody in my life that had that kind of drive for their passion and their desire for their life. I've watched her. I was her Bible study leader when she was in college. She's followed and supported the ministry that God has given me. She's always been right there as a support. And I've watched her along this journey to nursing. And I've been amazed and baffled. And I never told her all this. I don't even know if she listened to the podcast. I'm a send her the podcast. I know she supports me in everything, but everybody don't listen to every single thing that I do. But I'm a send her this one since I'm talking about her. But here's the point. I watched her, supported her in phone calls when her and her friends in college would be like, hey, J.E., we don't know if we should take something to stay awake so we can study for our final exams. I was there when she took the NCLEX, all these things, nurse practitioner, when she started a journey of travel nursing, all these amazing things. And I've been amazed at this young lady and how she has stayed focused and driven on her passion to be a nurse. Nothing was going to deter her from being a nurse. And she's one of the most committed nurses I know in the whole world, with like a nurse's heart. I can't see her doing nothing else in the world but being a nurse. Why do I say that? Because if you ask her, the humane side of her probably would tell you, I chose to be a nurse. This is what I wanted to do. It was my desire to be a nurse. It was my passion to be a nurse. But one thing I've always told her, I believe she was predestined to be a nurse, because here's the point that I'm making. The assignment on her life was to be a nurse. Some people work in nursing. Some people's assignment is nursing. That's Brittany Nicole Smith. Some people work in education. Some people's assignment is to work or to serve in education. There's a difference in somebody who works a job and somebody whose assignment is where they work at. I'm saying this to say that even when it feels like you selected the assignment or selected the career you're in, more times than none, 9.5 times out of 10, the assignment was where you're working. and it was given by God. So we don't always, I don't believe ever, get to choose our assignment. Have you ever thought, why am I so passionate about this? I never thought I would be a coach. Why am I so passionate about coaching? It's connected to your assignment. I wanted to be a teacher, but I didn't know I would be this passionate about education because that school system is attached to your assignment. I didn't know I would be a cosmetologist. Never wanted to do hair full time or cut hair full time, but cosmetology is attached to your assignment. I never, talking about me, ever thought in a million years I would be a pastor, nor a preacher, nor anybody that even speaks publicly about matters. But pastoring and preaching and leadership are attached to my assignment. And I didn't select the assignment. And many of you that are listening right now did not select the assignment that's on your life. Your passion, your purpose was connected and attached to your assignment, but you didn't choose the assignment. Well, who did, Cray? God chose your assignment. And many of us, our assignments are people. I pastor, preach, do ministry, have a desire to do film, doing this podcast, because my assignment is to speak into the life, enhance and advance people. Some of you, Brittany, assignment is wrapped up and attached to nursing, but the assignment is to care for people. Some of you educators, coaches, your assignment are attached to those things, but your assignment is to educate people. Some of you in the entrepreneur world, some of you in the nonprofit world, your assignment is to advance and enhance the lives of people. Some of you, your assignment is youth. Some of you, your assignment is young adults. Some of you, your assignment is diverse amongst people. Some of you, your assignment is elderly people. I believe my mother is assigned to elderly people. I believe some of you, I hope that some of you right now are sitting there like, what is my assignment? That's a great segue into my third thought. So I just told us the purpose of your assignment is to primarily benefit the advancing people. Then I just told us the placement of your assignment, you don't get to choose. The assignment is placed on you by God. And the last thing with your assignment is that it comes with obstacles. With obstacles. It's never easy. I was reading a book yesterday as I was preparing to teach a session in our pastor's master's class. And one of the statements that I read, as the writer in this book was referencing the assignment of ministry, and he said, trials are necessary. That thing made me, I'm telling you, in the masterclass, I told him, I said, I don't get it. Like, Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for the sins of all men and women, resurrected, rose out of the tomb, walked on water, all these things for us to have to face trials in ministry. So now I'm going to parallel that to you with your assignment. What is your assignment? How do you identify your assignment? Look at the people you're around. Look at the people that gravitate towards you. People typically identify our assignments for us. Who's around you? Who gravitates towards you? What are you passionate about solving? You want to know what your assignment is? Look at the people around you who gravitate towards you. What type of people gravitate towards you? Is it young people that gravitate towards you? And are you passionate about seeing young people excel? Then your assignment may be youth. Have you always hung around and been around older people? Do you have what they call an old soul? Do you love old school music and older traditional ways? Do older people, again, gravitate towards you? Do you have a passion at making sure older people are taken care of? Your assignment might be connected or attached to the elderly. So to identify what your assignment is, you can look at the people around you that gravitate towards you, and you can consider, what am I passionate about solving? That's how you can identify the assignment. But note, here's the point from the book, that with your assignment, trials and or obstacles are necessary. Why though? Why? Remember the guys I told you I was talking to, or the people I was talking to? Guy. Why are these assignments? I don't understand that, Craig. That don't make sense. Like, man, why are trials and why are troubles necessary? Yeah, I don't understand. Why do we have to go through stuff? Why can't it just be I do what my assignment is, and after I do what my assignment is, then I accomplish that well? Why can't it just be like that? Because this is why, to both of you and to all of our listeners, this is why the assignment, why trials are necessary for the assignment, right? I'm going to keep it simple. I ain't even going to go into depth like I got in my mind. This is why trials are necessary for the assignment. It develops your character. Trials develop your character. We're not born with shaped character. It's the pressures of life, the struggles of life, the hiccups and hangups of life, the obstacles and the trials of life that shape your character. They've always said that character is who you are when no one is looking. I believe that. But I also believe character is who you are in the face of adversity. Who are you when things are going southward? That's your character. Who are you when things are not going the way you expected and envisioned them? That's your character. How do you respond when people criticize you and you can't say nothing back? That's your character. And it's trials. And in the church world, we say tribulations. is obstacles, is adversity, is struggles, is challenges that shape your character. So there are necessary trials, obstacles, adversities, challenges, struggles that come with your assignment. So am I telling you to go look for these things? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is expect them. And here's what the book said. Don't be surprised by them. Trials are necessary. Obstacles are necessary. Challenges, struggles, adversities are necessary. They shape your character. So now when people criticize me and I can't verbally say nothing back, I can take it. I can deal with it internally and I can adjust to the critique and not try to cut somebody out, not get mad at them and don't speak to them no more. That's how your character is developed. When I'm standing in the face of things going southward, instead of being pessimistic, once my character is shaped, I'm now optimistic that it's going to work out, that something is going to break through, that here it is, church, God is going to work something out. I'm optimistic. That's the shaping and developing of my character. That's why in your assignment, trials, obstacles, struggles, challenges, adversities are necessary. Let me give this encouragement to some people before I go. You have an assignment on your life. Every one of you listening right now, there's an assignment attached to your life that are attached to people. And I'm telling you today, this early Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day you're listening to this podcast, you have what it takes to bear the burden of the assignment. You were built for the assignment that's given to you. You were shaped for the assignment that was given to you. You were prepared or are in preparation for the assignment that has been given to you. God would not give you an assignment that you are not capable of handling. Will the assignment have moments where it feels too heavy? Absolutely. But your shoulders are broad enough. Your arms are strong enough. Your legs are sturdy enough to handle the carrying of the assignment. Don't you get discouraged. Don't you get dismantled. Don't you get whatever this word you want to use. You were made for the assignment on your life. For every person that's connected and attached to your assignment, you were built to handle them. You were built to handle it. And that's all I got today. It's about the assignment. Embrace your assignment. Carry your assignment. Excel at your assignment. Listen, family, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's podcast. I'm working on figuring this thing out. What I would love for y'all to do for me, I want to hear from you. Please comment on the podcast after you give us a 5-star rating. And then, listen, hit me up. You can send me a messenger message on Facebook. You can send me a direct message on Instagram or Twitter. Help me shape this podcast and give me some ideas of which direction I should go. What should I talk about? Should I bring guests back to the podcast? What in the world should I do with this platform? I don't want to quit it. I want to keep pressing it. So I'm looking for you to send me some feedback. I'm open to your criticism. I'm working on being a better person. Critique me. Don't bash, critique. I'm working on being a better leader. I'm working on being a better father, better husband one day, a better everything, better preacher, better pastor. But I want to be a better communicator. And I don't want to just communicate stuff that's not beneficial to you, because I know my assignment is for the advancing people. I want to be a benefit to you. Listen, again, thank you. Go follow me on all social media handles. Make sure you rate the podcast. I love y'all. And remember, family, no matter what obstacle you face today, remember, it's always, always a great day to be great. Listen, I love you so much, but God loves you so much more. Have a phenomenal rest of your Tuesday and have an even more phenomenal rest of your week. I'm checking out. Until next time, peace.
Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.